So it is the Bay, great music, local news, Cookie here. Also, we've got Anton Dubec on the show. How are you?
Very well, thank you very much. How are you?
I'm good. Just really sad to see that you and Ruth went from Strictly last week. Couldn't believe it.
I know. It's such a shame because she was so good. Such fun. She was wonderful to be with. We had a lot of fun putting the numbers together. And she got a great sense of humour. That's what I love the most. And just so close to Blackpool. One weekend away from Blackpool. One more week and we'd have been there.
I guess it's a big highlight, isn't it? Going to the Tower Ballroom there at Blackpool.
Well, it is. It's sort of part of the whole Strictly experience, really. I think people who come and do Strictly Come Dancing, getting to Blackpool is sort of, you know, part of it. You want to dance in front of the audience at Blackpool because it's a bigger audience for a start off. You've got that wonderful ballroom that we're dancing in at the Tower. And it's just a sort of a big celebration, really, of dancing and the history of the place as well. So yeah, if you can get to Blackpool, you feel like you've ticked off another one of the Strictly experiences.
Yeah, and I'm guessing it's right that you were one of the originals from when the series first started. That was back in 2004.
15th series we're on now. Yeah, and there's only myself and Brendan Cole left from the original cast of professional dancers. And it's been a joy. I mean, I know we both have loved being a part of it. And it's something that we both want to continue being a part of. It's the best show. We absolutely love it. And long may it continue. I think the show's going from strength to strength. I can't see it slipping at all.
Oh, absolutely. And it must still seem a bit strange not having Brucey around anymore.
Well, it is. And of course, this year is sadly passing away. You know, sorely missed and certainly never to be forgotten. I mean, it was a great man and a great entertainer and a great part of our sort of history and our memories, really.
I'm guessing you were doing, you know, dancing long before Strictly was thought of. You've been doing it for a while, haven't you, really?
Absolutely. Well, I've been dancing since I was 13, 14 years old, so I've been dancing a long time. And I remember doing the original Come Dancing series. Back in the day, I did one series, and this particular series I did was, or the show I did in this particular series, Rosemary Ford was hosting it, and Brucey came along and sort of co-hosted it with her, just as a surprise guest sort of thing. And it was the one that I was doing, and Bruce had always been my hero, and that was the first time I met him backstage. Yeah, I just shook his hand and didn't really say anything because I was starstruck. And it was wonderful. And the joy of working with him on Strictly Come Dancing, I can't tell you.
So is that how it came about when Strictly came on? Because you were on the original Come Dancing and there was
no,
the connection there with Brucey, maybe?
Well, no, I don't think necessarily. We had a script when they announced that they were going to make this show. Myself and a number of other professionals sort of did a screen test as such and had a go for the show. And they took us on. Myself and Erin, who I was dancing with at the time and still dancing with now. So we both started on the original series. And the fact that Brucey was the host was, you know, for me, just a dream. That was an absolute dream.